have heard this story before. If Northern Ontario is to maintain its current population levels, we need to attract at least 150,000 people over the next 20 years. So obviously that means looking beyond Thunder Bay and other towns and cities in the Northwest. Actually, beyond Ontario and even further outside the Canadian border, we need people here from all over the world. So who's working on this? What are we doing? Well, the Thunder Bay Community Matchmaker Project has been charged with starting these efforts. Yai Pakasa and Emily Lozon are with us this morning. They're both with the Northern Policy Institute, and Yai is also with the Société Économique de l'Ontario. Good morning to you both. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
So when I say that 150,000 numbers, I mean, like, it's kind of mind-boggling, yeah? What does that mean to you?
It's also reflect the hard time that Northern community have to support its economy and its growth. We need around 5,000 people every year until 2041 to maintain to support our growth and our community. Basic.
5,000 people every year.
Every year.
Wow. So now you had some real life experience on the ground recently. You were with a Canadian federal government sponsored event in Paris and in Brussels. And so who did you talk to there?
Destination Canada in Paris, the largest international job fair organized by the federal government of Canada, that provides access to a large pool of sky worker there. So during that time, we met with around nearly 1,000 people per day, high qualified worker who are ready to move in Canada. A lot of them are ready to move with the permanent resident visa, or with their open work permit. But other participants can also obtain the work visa under the Franco Mobility program. So now, how I came back with around 600 people who show interest to move in northern community.
600 people.
600 people, and and high qualified worker. And between those candidates, we have engineer architecture. People who have a great experience in aviation, finance, mining, construction, technical, and much more.
So the work begins for you now in trying to make sure we get some of them.
Exactly. Now I get back since Saturday, now is the time to follow up with all of them, and hopefully we will have employers coming on board and try to find out what people can fit their recruitment need.
Okay, so we'll talk about that now in a minute. But Emily, I mean, we have a pool of international students here. Mm-hmm. I think it's 2,500 this year alone, spread between Lakehead University and Confederation College. A lot of them want to stay.
Yes.
So this is where you come in. What do you do?
So, you know, across the North, 2015, 2016, there was over 4,000 international students in post-secondary programs. And like, as you said, they're, you know, highly skilled workforce that, you know, we're generating. And what are we doing to retain and attract them? I think that Thunder Bay and the post-secondary institutions kind of need to partner. Recently, Sioux College announced that they were going to be targeting their international student recruitment to help produce graduates that can go directly and fill the labor shortages that they're having in that region. That's a great plan. Like, that's something that we could do here. That's something that we could do across the North is do more of a strategic
To look at where the jobs are.
Yeah. But, you know, just in general, like partnering with the colleges and the universities is something that I've done to help talk to international students to get them thinking about, you know, what is their pathway here? What is their pathway to staying in Ontario? How can we help connect them directly to employers? And that's a lot of what the International Community Matchmaker Project does, is help directly connect employers with people who can fill their jobs. So we do that both from the job seeker side and from the employer side.
So that's what I'm curious about. And yeah, maybe that's what you can talk a little bit about. I mean, both of your plans depend on employers knowing what you can do for them.
Yeah, exactly. So this project has been launched since April 2018, and since that time we have a lot of job have been done to advertise, to talk about the project. So We travel a lot. We participate to a lot of conferences locally, provincially, nationally, international, and international web conferences to try to advertise at the destination Thunder Bay. So the only one thing, the main thing that we probably need now that I would say is we need employers to get on board. We need employers because this project has been designed to be a kind of solution for them for the labor shortages that they're currently experiencing. So the only one thing exactly the only one category of people that can benefit from this as employer, just take their phone, give us a call.
Give you a call.
Yeah, definitely. And we will be able to suggest them fewer resumes of candidates in few hours.
So tell me about the fields. I mean, so obviously we have Lakehead University graduates in a number of fields. Mm-hmm. Emily, tell me about, like, who might be available?
Well, there's a lot of... In the university, there's a lot of students who are coming through the computer science programs. And we're talking students that have, you know, multiple skills. They have multiple master's degrees, bachelor's degrees. Like, they're highly educated, highly qualified engineers. You know, across the board in all the programs, there's international students. The health sciences. But in the college, you know, we're also talking to a lot of people who have technical skills, like aerospace manufacturing, aircraft maintenance engineers, lots of like instrumentation, technical skills, things like that. So trying to connect them, and you know, they often know who they want to work for, but it's a matter of getting the employers to think about you know, tapping into that pool.
And so, yeah, for you and this, for example, the 600 applications you're going to start wading through right now, who's out there? Who wants to come here?
So, as I was saying, we meet with at least 100 or 1,000 people per day, and we brought with us 600 people who were interested in it. And I have an opportunity to have a live chat, direct chat with more than hundreds of them. So between this pool of candidates, we do have a lot of people with IT, aircraft maintenance, mining, construction and finance. So it's a very large and large pool of candidates that are ready to come into Northwestern, in Thunder Bay and Northern community and try to have a job.
That's fascinating because, I mean, we keep thinking that, yes, when people come to Canada, quite often they go to Toronto or
yeah.
They go to Montreal or they go to Vancouver, but there's a willingness to go beyond those big cities.
Yeah, the question is interesting because when you participate to those kind of events, like as Destination Canada, it's interesting to see how when you have a lot of people, 100% of people my question was, where do you want to locate it in Toronto or in Ontario? 100% of people answer was Toronto, Ottawa. But the something fantastic was the way that the voice of middle-sized city, the way of middle-sized community, to have this voice and try to give them another
yes.
perspective of their new life in Canada was very interesting. And after I met with them, after all of workshop that happened, everyone were very grateful to have my perspective and say that, you know what, we will probably start our life in our new life into Canada by the middle-sized city.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, I mean, we're not paying Toronto rents here, Toronto house prices, and the commutes are pretty short, right?
And we have a good thing to offer, too, so you're not there.
We have a wonderful lifestyle. So,
yeah.
Again, so I mean, this is just part of what you're doing now. I mean, so if an employer contacts you,
yeah.
I mean, what can you do? How can you speed up the process or matchmake? I mean, that's what you do, right? You matchmake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of the things that we can currently do is we can assist employers by directly connecting them. If we have people that we're already in contact with, we can kind of connect them directly. We can help employers understand some of the immigration processes, right? So if they want to use an expedited process like the Francophone Mobility Program for French-speaking candidates to get a temporary foreign work permit and start working for them, you know, within a couple weeks, we can help them understand how to do that. We help the job seekers on the other side as well. But for employers, a lot of it is just kind of, understanding the labor market impact assessment and how that all works. And that stuff is always changing. So maybe they've had an experience with it before and... they need help with doing it again or just don't understand it all the way. So
the potential is huge. Eh?
Yeah, the potential is huge. As Emily was saying, our job is to work with employers navigating into through the all immigration process,
going through all that red tape.
Exactly, yeah. Because it's very huge as a process. But we do have now at this time some programs who make it very quick and fast, because a lot of candidates from Destination Canada are bilingual already. They could be qualified to get through the Francophone Mobility Program, and to go through the Francophone Mobility Program means something like 5 and 6 weeks of process to bring someone from France to Thunder Bay. 6 weeks, 5 weeks, or something like that.
That's mind-blowing.
This already happened in Thunder Bay, right? So you have some companies like From Architecture Engineering who hire an architect from France who will move from France to Thunder Bay in 5 weeks. And you also have a master service with the carpenter who moved from France into here in only 6 weeks. So basically, this is absolutely amazing. And at this time, we are currently working with another organization in Greenstone, who are looking to hire someone to teach people. And that would probably we have a submission. For example, we have a submission in the November 10th and the November 19th. I receive a mail from the candidate saying that okay, I got an invitation to go for the physical medical visit. very fast,
wow.
Very quick, and
wow.
this is what we are able to offer. So we are there. We are just here to say, employers, brief. We know that it can be very afraid. They can be afraid about the
but you
process,
guys are there to help.
But we are here to
That's
help.
That's what you do.
Brief. The only one thing, give us a call. And
Northern
we'll
Policy Institute. I'm running out of time, but I want to thank you both so much for coming in this morning. This
thank
has been a real
us.
Education, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad to know that you're doing this work. I'm speaking with Yaya Puk. Yai Pukasa.
That's right.
Is that close enough? Emily Losa. Both with Northern Policy Institute here in Thunder Bay.